Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Just 30 seconds into the game, a second look for Duke, and here's Zion, his first touch. Fell down at the free throw line. He's grabbing at his right and left knee as the other way goes Johnson to lay it in. And a scary moment here at the outset as now Zion Williamson reaches down to his left ankle. His shoe is off. It looks like he stepped through his shoe, John.
The injury with Zion, obviously, you know, whatever, you know, the very first thing is just to address that. It's a mild knee sprain. The knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out.
Everybody be honest. When the big fella goes out of the game, it changes a lot of stuff for them. Zion Williamson, I've never seen anything like him, and that was a huge blow for them. And having that happen during the course of the game, you don't have time to prepare for it. So I hated that part of it because I think he's such a wonderful kid.
Well, if you bet North Carolina last night, you sure like seeing that. Hey, let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, Voldemort. Jerry Bono's sneaking around back there, too. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. Weather sucks again after one nice day.
Yeah.
So be careful of all the bad drivers out there because they're terrible and they might hit you. So just chill. Hopefully we'll get you home in one piece. And nobody gets run over by Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, that's always the hope, that Jim Boeheim isn't running around running over our citizens. And I don't know.
Well, if they want to, he wants to run over citizens who don't listen to us, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with him running over citizens who listen to those AM stations.
Well, the reality is, I've been digging through ratings the last couple of days, and when you look at age breakdowns, Jim Boeheim, he doesn't listen to our station. He's got a favorite station in town when he's in Houston that all elderly people seem to listen to.
I don't listen to it.
You're like one of the only ones. And actually, I don't know if you're old enough to be a 610 listener.
Okay.
Like you got to be, you're not 55 yet, right?
No.
I have, you're not in there. Demo.
I got about 9 months. So
610 is looking for that 55 plus. And when you get there, you may tell me if you switch over or not.
I think I want to go and listen to Rich Lord now. That would be awesome.
Like once you get so brittle that when you push the button to change the channel, your bone breaks. It's like, oh, my finger. And then you got a crooked finger.
That's what you listen to while you're sitting there recovering from your hip surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got like a boombox bungee corded to the front of your Rascal. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're listening to.
Yeah, and then you have to interrupt every few seconds to take that hit of oxygen. Yeah.
That's that good stuff.
Oh, Pink Valkyrie says drivers are so bad they're hitting horses. I saw that tweet earlier. Somebody in a Hummer hit, I guess it was a trail ride.
What?
And they hit one of the horses.
I hate when that happens.
I saw something this morning that really pissed me off, too. I was dropping the wife off downtown at work. And, you know, on Polk, they have a dedicated bicycle lane?
Yeah.
Guy in a freaking taxi gets in the lane. Because the lines on Polk right now are pretty long because everything's sort of shut down coming into the city. So people are using that.
Yeah.
And this a-hole turns into the bike lane. He doesn't want to wait in line for the light. Goes through the bike lane, turns right, parks in front of the George R. Brown, and then just sits there. Because I passed him because I go that way to drop her off. It's like, listen.
So he was in all that rush, and then there was nothing for him to do?
And if there was anybody in that bike lane, he wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
He would have behind him. I mean, my goodness. And I'm tempted to say the name of the cab company and say, never use these guys, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess Zion Williamson is the big story today in Nike.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that was a big deal last night? Listen, I'll put it out there. I hate to see anyone get hurt, but +9.5 was the right side to be on last night. If I had known Zion Williamson was going to go out 35 seconds into the game, I would have been heavier than I was on North Carolina. And they were already my best bet of the whole week on the podcast. So
you didn't get any hatred today?
No, I didn't.
You know what? Hey, how about a game without a sweat guy? Did you hear from him?
I didn't hear from no sweat game guy. I should have.
Yeah.
But I didn't, unfortunately. But yeah, that was, it sucks to see, but sounds like he's going to be okay. The big thing that came from this was, should he sit out the rest of the season and things like that? And I'm a believer in, if he wants to sit out, yeah, he should. Jeff Eisenband. Are you familiar with Jeff Eisenband?
I am not.
Jeff Eisenband is a freelance writer in sports, apparently, and he works for the NBA. At NBA, he freelances for at NBA. And he wrote, "What is the argument for Zion Williamson playing another college basketball game?" To which Doug Gottlieb decided, and Doug Gottlieb is a he capes for college hoops.
Yeah,
that's his baby.
That's his wheelhouse.
Yeah,
he made kind of like Danny Cannell hating on the SEC.
Yep,
that's his deal.
Doug Gottlieb made good money playing college basketball.
Yeah,
he said.
I'm sure Zion Williamson is too. By the way,
he said, "What in the F is the matter with you media dudes? Obviously, you never played poop." You come to Duke to beat Carolina, win the ACC, win the ACC tournament, go to the Final Four, win a title. This idea that it all means nothing is gross. Go away. Here's the thing. And I know Zion Williamson said publicly that even if he didn't have to play a year in college, he still would have. Which, that's what everybody says now. Like, oh, I'd love to be there. I wanted to have the college experience. But the reality is, once you say, hey, 18-year-old kid, you can make X amount of dollars going forward, or you can, you know, take a year and see how you develop and, you know, see maybe you, in Zion Williamson's case, it would have been hard for him to be worth more money.
Right.
But maybe you could, the downside is maybe you get injured or maybe you have a bad season and your stock isn't as high. Most of those guys are going to take what's in front of them. Guys that are at that level. So, I mean, to me, until there's no rule that prohibits everyone from playing college basketball, you can't say, this is why they play these games. This is why kids go to college. No, they go to college because there's some stupid rule that says they have to now. So I don't know. I think that Zion Williamson is, if he wants to play, if winning a championship at Duke is important to him, and he's got a pretty special team there. There's probably three top five picks on that basketball team, and it's a rare opportunity to win a championship. So I see the argument for him doing that, but I also see the argument for him saying, you know what, guys, this isn't worth it to me. It's not worth it for me to be out here playing for free in front of people who are paying, what'd you say yesterday, 10 grand a ticket?
Yeah, I saw somewhere where somebody paid 36 grand for four tickets.
Okay, so $9,000 a ticket, and I'm getting zero of those dollars for being here? Nah, I'll probably just wait it out until next year when I'm getting paid millions to play. And I wouldn't blame him for that either.
I'm going to disagree a little bit here. This isn't the same as a bowl game. And I think that's a parallel I've seen, is like football players do this all the time. Yeah, because most of them are playing in meaningless games. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen anyone do it who's going to play in those playoffs. And because you are playing for something. And that is why you play, to win championships. Yeah, he's going to make a bunch of money. But you know what?
Is it why everybody plays?
Well, it should be. If it's not, you're not the kind of player I want to pay millions to.
When you think about it, like what I just said, though, when you're forced to do it, it's not necessarily what you're there for. Some people are there to serve their term of 1 year of college basketball before they can go make those millions. They don't care about college basketball. They're just there waiting until they can get paid.
See, to me, I want the guys who want to play. Michael Jordan, he won a national championship. It was mm-hmm. a big deal to him. Winning a national championship in college basketball is a huge deal.
You know who it wasn't a big deal to? Kobe, LeBron. Yeah.
But those guys came straight out of high school. He doesn't have that option. That's fine. But as long as that year you have to do that year, then go play to win the game, as Herm Edwards says. And listen, he's a special talent. A serious injury isn't going to hurt him that much. Look at Paul George. His damn leg exploded. He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
And you know, I think in this case.
But if there's other examples. I mean,
well, and to me, though, it comes down to, if you're a middle of the road team that's barely going to get out of the first round of the tournament, that's one thing. You know, I would listen to your argument then. But if you really legitimately have a chance to win a national championship, and if you're this kid, this is your only chance to win an NCAA basketball championship, I think you're pretty damn jaded if you start saying, oh, well, it doesn't mean anything.
What I would say is, think about what Derrick Rose was pre-injury. Think about what Brandon Roy was pre-injury. Greg Oden, what he was pre-injury. Like, Amari Stoudemire. So there's all these guys who one knee injury can completely drain you of long-term earning potential. And at least in the examples that I gave, at least those guys hurt themselves playing professionally. If they would have done it, if somebody got hurt playing a pickup game, we'd be like, what were they thinking? What's any different here? They're playing for free.
I don't think they're playing for free. I'm pretty sure he's being well compensated at Duke, too.
He's not being compensated what he will be next year.
No, but again, if your point is, let's not worry about playing for a championship, that's not a player I want.
Yeah. I want the player who's going to be the best at the next level. I don't really care about what he did in college.
Well, what he does in college individually, no, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Because I know these guys are going for one reason and one reason only.
Well, maybe so, maybe not. You know, that's the thing. I think you're being kind of presumptive into this kid's mindset and what he wants to do. And if he doesn't play again, then it's probably because he's too hurt to play. But, and we're talking about, you know, a few games in the NCAA tournament. We're not talking about a guy going out there and playing, you know, five games a week like he's going to do in the NBA. So are you really that scared of getting hurt? Meow. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
Joe Mama says, how dare these guys refuse to entertain me? Sports is a business. There's no more idealism in it, and the media and everyone else who makes their living off these guys, Red, you are complicit. At least AJ sees it. Dude, y'all are some bitter mother bleepers, if that's how you think. You're going to tell this kid, if he wants to go play for a national championship, something that he'll get to do once in his lifetime, oh, don't do it because it's all a business. Boy, y'all are some cynical bastards. I got to tell you. I think Richard kind of gets it. Why stop there? Shouldn't he just shut down his senior year of high school and not risk losing his scholarship offer? Is that where we go next? Let's just not play. Let him come out and play the first month for Duke and say, okay, look, I'm going to be the number one pick. I'll stop.
So let me ask you this, Fred. Let's say your son has a chance to make $20 million out of high school. Or he can go to college and see what happens. And maybe after a year of college, maybe after 4 years, that money's there. Maybe it's not. What advice would you give your son?
How is that a comparable situation to this?
Why, how's it not?
Because he didn't have the choice to go for $20 million right
exactly.
off the
bat. Exactly. Why shouldn't he have the choice?
You're acting like they're making him play. They are making him.
What's his other option, Fred?
He could have gone and played in Europe. A lot of guys do that. They get paid for that.
All right.
I mean, there's other options. You don't have to go to college, AJ.
Your other options are options that also risk your injury and risk your making the money that you should be making.
Then. Just sit out the whole year then.
That's what I would tell him to do.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, he's just don't play basketball for a year. Don't practice. Don't play pickup games. Don't do anything because you might get hurt. That is such a, I mean, my goodness. You play the sport.
Go to a small conference where you can run circles around everybody and rest the whole second half.
But how's that gonna help you if your shoe blows up in the first 36 seconds? So
that's my point. Like, you know, freak things can happen, man. Yeah. I don't know.
And listen, I'm not as far on. I mean, Gottlieb's take is really extreme. I'm not on that point. I think you have to take everything case by case. And in this case, it should be up to him if he decides. You know what? I don't really care that much about winning a championship. All right, fine. Don't play.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm also saying is, I think it's kind of silly for everybody to tell him, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. Don't play because you're going to make millions. If it does mean something to him, if this the one time in his life he can win the national championship in the NCAA, then I think you guys are dickweeds for telling him not to.
All I'm saying is this guy should have a choice, and that's what my whole point was at the beginning. If it's important for him to win a championship at Duke, by all means, suit up and play. If it's not, by all means, sit on the sideline in a suit for the rest of the season if you want.
Wait a minute, but that's not what you said.
Is that what I was making my point as?
No, you were saying, why force this kid to play?
No, I said the NBA or NCAA is forcing this kid to play. I said from the beginning, in his situation now, he's already been forced to play. He's already, and had his leg done some horrific thing last night, and had he been just never the same, then yeah, he was basically forced into playing this year when he could have already been in the NBA making money. But what I'm saying is now that he's there, let the kid decide on his own what he wants to do. It wouldn't bother me one bit.
But who is saying that he hasn't already decided? He could have quit any time during the season.
He could have.
And he didn't. So whose choice is that?
Fred, this is something that's called a wake-up call. It's like, oh man, I'm this close to making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Had that gone a little bit differently last night, that money might go away. So then you start to think, well, how much do I really care about winning a championship? And everybody's case is going to be different. I don't know what Zion Williamson's family's money situation is like, but all I'm saying is if Zion Williamson decides, you know what, it's been a great run here at Duke, I'm going to sit on the sideline in a suit and hope that RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish and Trey Jones can win a championship without me, I won't fault him one bit. I won't.
Neither will I. But if he decides to come back and play. But the whole point to just say that this is all meaningless, don't play, I just think that's silly.
I'm not saying it is meaningless. The guy before said make a case for it, and I would make a case for it. If winning a championship is important to you, then do it. But if that's not the end all be all, then don't let pressure from Duke fan or national media pressure you into playing when you just don't feel comfortable doing it anymore?
I don't know who's, other than Doug Gottlieb, I don't know who's pressuring him into playing. It's his choice. Just like it was his choice a week ago. It'll be his choice 2 weeks from now.
You know who you should talk to?
Well, you said if you're an NBA guy, you don't want him in that at that point. I don't, if he decides to sit out, you're going to downgrade his stock?
Yeah, just like I
That's
did.
That's insane.
Well, I'm sure.
You take the best players if you're an NBA guy. You don't care what did in college.
You know what? You can GM that way all you want because you want guys who, I just want to get paid. You might be the best player. I don't know about your character at that point. It's my choice. There's other guys that are pretty good. If I have the number one pick, I'm going to evaluate that. That's going to be part of my evaluation. If I decide that, okay, this attitude is fine with me, I'll take him because the talent is so much better than everybody else. But if it's close, do I really want a guy who's like, I'm just about the money?
Yeah. If talent's equal, then maybe so. But you take the best player. And if he's the best player and you really think Zion Williamson's the best player and you're like, yeah, but he didn't really gut it out and take the chance at Duke. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, it's not about gutting it out. It's about, hey, if he's healthy and can play, I mean, that's why you go to that stage. That's why you go to Duke, is to play for national championships. If he just wanted to go and do his 1 year, he could have done what Ben Simmons did. Go to LSU, play, go to the NBA.
So going to Duke somehow pressures him into playing more than someone who goes to LSU?
Why do you keep saying he's getting pressured into something?
Well, you're saying that like him going to Duke is somehow different than Ben Simmons going to LSU.
But isn't that why you go to Duke or Kentucky? Is to win?
I don't know. I mean,
really,
you mentioned earlier the real reasons why people go to these schools. Well, and there's no proof of it. So, I don't think that going to, like, if Zion Williamson decided to go to LSU, would you be okay with him sitting out the rest of the year?
I'd be okay with him sitting out either place if that's his decision. But realistically, if you're going to Duke, it's to win championships, isn't it? I mean, isn't that why you go? And oh, by the way, get coached by the best coach on the planet?
Yeah.
Isn't that why you go?
Or you go because, hey, they offered me the sweetest deal and I've got to spend a year in college anyway if I want to, I can play in the NBA.
And again, I think that's overstated. You don't have to spend a year in college, and it didn't really work out for Emmanuel Mudiay when he did it, but you can go across.
It hasn't worked out for anybody.
Well, there haven't been that many do it, but you certainly could. You could go to China and make a buttload of money for a year if money's what's driving you. In this case, he's probably already got endorsements lined up. He'll certainly get a great sneaker endorsement no matter what happens from anybody but Nike. But
he might get it from Nike.
I just think it's to be completely dismissive of playing for a championship. I think that's a cynical side that has gone too far, in my opinion. Lamont says, chill out, you're arguing with your boss. AJ's not my boss, Lamont. I know you're all. I know you're very caught up in the mechanics of how things work around here, but he's not my boss.
I feel like we're going to find out how the pro level feels about it with Nick Bosa.
Well, and see,
I feel like it's a different sport, but we're going to find out if the pro leagues really care if you play.
But again, different situation. And Nick Bosa, if Ohio State had a chance to play in the playoffs, then I would have. I'd have ripped the guy. In fact, I did rip him. If they had a chance to be in the playoff and he's not going to play, you would be okay with that? If he just said, I mean, there was no guarantee he was going to be ready either. And there is no guarantee this kid's going to be ready.
Right.
It may just be that, say it's not that serious.
Dude, it's hard for me to say, I wouldn't be okay with someone playing a game when they're not getting paid to do it.
Except, they're getting paid. That's the problem.
Yeah, but they're not getting paid enough.
They're not getting what they're going to get in the NFL or the NBA.
It's worth the risk.
But it's also, let's be honest. You take a risk when you walk across the street like that poor guy did last night and got run over. I mean, there's risk everywhere. You're acting, and the truth is, there's not that many devastating injuries anymore. Almost all those guys you mentioned were 10 years ago. I mean, there's
a kid that broke his leg at Louisville.
He wasn't really.
He was an NBA prospect.
He was a second tier NBA prospect. But
Now what's he doing now? What's Kevin Ware up to these days? What car dealership in Louisville does he work at?
Well, so he wasn't supposed to play basketball at all. Then that's kind of what we're heading to. Just don't play. Just wait until you're a pro or wait until you can get paid.
Or just let guys who are good enough. When they get out of high school, if they're good enough to play in the NBA, just let them go.
Well, I'm okay with that. I've always been okay with that.
But if they're don't pressure these guys to do something that.
Well, that's an NBA rule. They're the ones who won't let them in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's who your beef is with. It ain't with me. At least it shouldn't be.
It's not with you. I think when you say it, when I'm making a point, it's not always directed at you, Fred. I'm talking to the audience on occasion or just talking in generalities. Not everything I'm saying is directed right at you.
Yes, it is.
No, you're not that. You're an egomaniac.
No,
that's
I'm a narcissist and a sociopath. Jesus, all right. Get it straight. Quick break. Get some blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It was after 11 p.m. Wednesday night when Syracuse University basketball coach Jim Boeheim was on his way home from dinner following his team's victory over Louisville at the Carrier Dome when police said the coach struck and killed a man with his car. Jorge Jimenez had been standing outside a vehicle on Interstate 690 after a prior unrelated accident in bad weather. Police said Boeheim tried to avoid the car on the road when he struck and killed Jimenez. Field sobriety tests came back negative. Boeheim appeared to be going the proper speed. Prosecutors said it appears to be a terrible, unfortunate accident. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
No, he needs to go to prison. We need to have more of these instant reaction things like we're doing with Zion.
The instant reaction is, if he wants to play, let him play. If he doesn't want to play, cool.
Well, yeah. And we just spent 20 minutes arguing that same point, pretty much.
Then why are you arguing with me?
Because you're acting like he's being forced. So basically, if Doug Gottlieb says this, he has to go play or else. That's kind of what you're saying.
No, I argued with Doug Gottlieb.
I'm arguing with both of them. I think they're
You're just argumentative.
I think if you're going to presume to decide for a guy what he's going to do, maybe let's see what he wants. And if he went there and as his word said to win a championship, then take him at his word. And if he changes his mind, I don't have a problem with it. And it's not, and that's the thing, somebody's talking about, well, you said it was okay for Ed Oliver to sit out a bowl game. Yeah, because that doesn't mean a damn thing. And he wasn't going to make a difference in that UH Army game. There's no question. And he was coming off an injury. There's no way he should have played in that game. I have no problem with guys sitting out of bowl games. I think it's a different thing when you make the playoffs. And in this case, if you have a chance to win a national championship, that's the difference of opinion. But if the guy chooses not to, fine. As far as the Boeheim thing goes, I saw people calling for his head over what was just an unfortunate accident. Not everything
it sucks, man.
Yeah, not everything in life is this guy did this on purpose. It sounds like the whole thing was just, it was just an accident.
You remember like a year ago, there was a lady walking across I-10 and got hit by a car and died.
Yeah.
Like I knew the guy who hit that lady with the car and died. And he was like so broken up about it, but it's like, dude, at some point, there's only so much you can do.
Well, and it sounds like in this case, the other car was in an accident. He got out of the car. Boeheim was trying to avoid the car.
Yeah.
And what else do you do? Do you hit the car on purpose? I mean, he obviously didn't see the guy. But, and plus...
Do you think he was so upset by the fact that they just blown the doors off Louisville that he was like, I'm going to go out and commit vehicular homicide. I can't picture that happening. I mean, if Jim Boeheim is a total serial killer, undercover and he's fooled us all forever, kudos to you, bro. You had me.
Yeah.
But I just can't picture a scenario where he did that in any way intentionally.
Yeah, and you know what? It was just an accident. And
he wouldn't have stuck around.
Well, It's and I guarantee you he feels like total bleep over it.
Yep.
So it's sad.
Sad.
Hey, I want to follow up on something from yesterday because Lamont had asked me about what I thought about that lawsuit against the Washington Post. So I went and read more up on it. And I'll be honest, I've been anything involving political stuff, I've been totally checked out on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't even familiar with the whole story, to be honest with you. Anything like that right now, I'm tuning out. But the question was specifically, would the lawsuit change the way newspapers report? And first off, even if they were to win, I don't think so, because we've had incidents before, and I guarantee you people were quietly paid off. We go back to remember the Boston bombings, the poor high school kid that one of the New York papers put up was a suspect, and it turns out he was just a kid who was there with his coach. I guarantee you some money was paid for that.
Yeah.
Because the gun was jumped. And I think the most glaring example of this ever was Richard Jewell. I don't know if you remember that name.
It does sound familiar.
Atlanta Olympics.
Oh, the Atlanta.
Yeah, he was not the bomber.
Right.
And he was reporting. And that was on the FBI, because the FBI came out and told all these news organizations that he was. And so suddenly the guy who was a hero turns into the potential bomber, ruins his life. Turns out, no, he wasn't the bomber.
Yeah.
He really was a guy who helped people after it happened. I think it all comes down to being responsible. And I think in this case, there'll probably be a check written, because I do think that, for the most part, and I'd have to go back and look at every single story they wrote about it. You know, if you're working off of certain reports, there needs to be some standards to it. But
for the Richard Jewell thing, I looked up his case, and he filed a lawsuit against the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And he said, according to Jewell, the paper's headline, which read, "FBI suspects hero guard may have planted bomb." I mean, if the newspaper is saying the FBI suspects, it's hard to prove that that's wrong, because all it takes is one person in the FBI to have this feeling. And then the newspaper's like, well, the one guy we talked to said this is the feeling he had.
And that's the defense they would use. And I actually had to testify in a trial like that once. And the reality is, you get that in front of a jury, they may not necessarily go with that. And you have to go with your standards, which this is why it was so important that we had specific standards on stuff like this. You have a source, and then you have a secondary source. Now, the problem with something like that is if the FBI tells you that and you go to local law enforcement, then they're going to say, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, where did they get that from? They got it from the FBI as well. Yeah. So that's where your problem is. And in this case, it was the FBI who screwed up. And running with the story, I think, was a mistake at the time, but that's the same thing we run into all the time now. It's everything is about being first and maybe not doing your homework, and then it just disappears. And you can get on Twitter and just tell outright lies, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know that it's going to be – I mean, I don't think it's going to wind up being much. But that's all. I did my homework. Went and read a lot of stuff. Right. So, 979 said, a friend of mine was pegged as a Dallas police shooter at first, face blasted everywhere. We feared for his life. That's the concern. And in any of these instances, we want to know right away. Part of that's our fault. We want to know the details. And you remember the police who were shot in the drug raid a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about that on air, and then come to find out there was a lot done wrong. And that didn't come out till days later. That's why it's really hard to it's hard to make decisions and have opinions on things until you know all the facts. And if you can't trust a newspaper to give you all the facts, and some people automatically are going to distrust the newspaper. Guys make mistakes too.
It happens.
We used to have a page two where we had to do every mistake we made showed up on page two the next day. And sometimes the mistake was more serious than that, and it should have been more prominently placed. And that was something that always drove me nuts about newspapers, is like, if we made a big mistake on the front page of the sports section, it shouldn't be a little paragraph on page two of the news section the next day. It should be in the same spot.
Not buried somewhere.
Yeah, but That never happened. Unless it was something really, really bad, like the time we screwed up the brackets. I so wanted to fire everybody for that. Because back then, you filled your brackets out of the newspaper.
Yeah. And, oh, I remember. And when I was a kid, I used to cut those out. I would get like, I would say I paid for extra newspapers, but...
No, you went and put 25 cents in and grabbed six of them.
Yeah, I mean, I was a high school kid. I mean, I already had to steal a quarter from my dad, so yeah.
But yeah, we had
probably a junior high kid.
We had one year where the guy flip-flopped the bracket, so he had the wrong region playing the other region in the Final Four. Uh-huh. So yeah, we had to correct that. We wrote a story for the front page correcting that, talking about how the guy screwed up. And
I've told this story before that I used to live in a... Well, I've said before that I used to live in a hotel when I was a kid. I lived in a hotel for like a year and a half, and there was always newspapers like outside everybody's door. They would get the USA Today, and when I was this was like probably seventh, eighth grade, so I would just go to every like on bracket day, I would go to every newspaper and just take the sports section and leave the rest of their newspaper until I had like seven or eight brackets so I could keep filling them out and make sure I made the perfect bracket. Yeah. And of course, I was in seventh grade, so I wasn't playing for money. It was just for like to satisfy my own need to be right.
So how pissed off would you have been if you'd had stolen seven newspapers and they all had the brackets completely wrong?
I would have been so pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the I remember that being the year that it was the Arkansas National Championship, which was, at least to me, a big upset. And
Arkansas that almost lost to TSU in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I don't remember what year that was exactly. It's like, mid-90s or you know, early to mid-90s. But, yeah, I remember that. 1994.
Okay.
1994 Division I tournament. But good old Nolan Richardson.
What pissed me off the most about that bracket thing is I was in the office that night making schedules and stuff for the week and getting assignments done.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I've got 10 people there whose only job is to check these things, right? And in the back of my mind, right before I left, I'm thinking, man, I ought to go and double check and make sure they got this right. And it's like, no, if you can't trust the guys you have, then...
Right.
When I got that phone call at 7:15 from our editor... about them being screwed up. I sure wished I'd check those things, to be honest with you. All right, guys. Hey, Lawyer Dave just won a big case, and that's why he's not here right now to talk to you about how he can help you out if something goes wrong. And if you've been hurt in an accident, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler accident, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, you name it, well, he's got you covered. And maybe you've had bad drugs or doctor or hospital negligence. Well, he'll go after them too. He practices everywhere in Texas. Here's the best part. If you can't afford to go to a doctor after your accident, well, they're going to put you with one. And if he takes your case, you're not paying a dime. You don't get paid until he wins. Doesn't charge for consultations, so you can talk to him for free. You can just give him a call and say, hey, I had this happen. What should I do? And even if it's not something to do with personal injury, he'll put you with the right lawyer because that's what he does. And he doesn't get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, but he'll practice over in the Golden Triangle. I know he's got a bunch of cases over there with the Beaumont Blitzers and Port Arthur Blitzers. All you have to do is give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. You can also go to LawyerDave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Chase says, Fred, would you rather have one lunch at Chick-fil-A with Rich Lord or go back to working for the Chronicle, minimum 3 years?
Oh, man.
Fortunately, I have choices in life, and I choose to do neither.
Okay.
I don't accept the...
Well, you're no fun.
But I would never do 3 years at a newspaper again. I mean, I know people say never, but I have zero interest. I don't want to say that. I have zero interest in being in the situation that I was in there. But they can't pay me anymore.
You're too rich now.
Nah, it's not that. It's just newspapers don't pay enough. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to pick up the greatest gambling novel ever written, it's available at JesusTheNovel.com. And if you're coming out to Kingwood tomorrow for Big City Wings, I'll have a couple available for sale. You know, so hit me up on the text line if you're coming to want to buy one, and I'll have an idea how many to bring. And 281 asks, Fred, was your editor Charles Crichel? No, actually, I worked with Charlie for many years. He was my top assistant my last few years there. Great guy. Also teaches at UH, and I know a lot of our interns and people who've come through here went through his classes at UH, where he does a fantastic job. I think he's still there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, just having a little fun on a Thursday here. I just saw this story on the Chronicle's website that the Dynamo are dropping their English language radio game broadcasts, which I don't want to say anything, but they never should have left this station. But
they never should have left 1560, right? They weren't on 97.5.
Well,
they
had some games that were on 97.5.
Yeah, we were running three or four every season.
Man, I wasn't in charge then.
But but yeah, apparently they were on like that 6:50 a.m., which nobody can hear. And so now they're keeping their Spanish broadcasts, but they'll stream the audio of the televised game on HoustonDynamo.com.
Which is
Glenn Davis and Eddie Robinson, by the way, which is pretty good.
I'm not 100% sure, but I've only tested this once, but I had bet on a Rice game like a month ago. And so when I'm driving home, I was trying to find Rice's play-by-play, and nobody carries Rice play-by-play. So I Googled it, and Rice does all, at least this game. I'm asking you, maybe you know if they do it all this way. They do all their play-by-play through a streaming thing on their website. Like, that's all they do is stream.
Yeah, I think it makes sense for I think for some teams that have, how do I put this? Delicately.
Less of an audience.
Less of an audience, and whose broadcasts are not going to create revenue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense. If you're,
because when we carried Rice, they had to pay us money, you know, a good amount of money to be on the air,
and then they would go and sell to sponsors to try to pay for it. And a school like Rice, I think, is going to struggle to do that. It's not going to be a problem for Texas or A&M.
Right.
It's not really even a problem for UH locally, but if you're going to have, you're not going to have UH baseball on radio, right? Or even Texas baseball.
No.
Or A&M baseball. But you could stream them. And I think that's a way a lot of places are going. I don't think it'll happen with the big sports, and I don't think it should. Although maybe I'm wrong. Maybe eventually it goes that way. But I do think that for some teams it makes a lot of sense. And the other thing that I think is happening more often, because I hear it a lot with NHL games when I'm listening on the way home, but taking the TV feed and using it as the radio feed.
Yeah.
The TV play-by-play. And I think that's obviously what's going to happen here. It'll just be an audio of the stream of Glenn and Eddie Robinson doing the commentary, which, you know, those guys are good.
The A's actually might be the first major league team that cuts, because they ended up ending the contract with the station that they were on there in Oakland, which is, I think, is 95.7 The Game or something up there. And now they haven't established a new contract, so they're considering just doing a subscription thing through the A's website to stream all their games.
Why would you do a subscription, though? You should just make it available. Because
they have to pay their broadcasters and the engineering.
Well, then use your TV broadcasts, and then it's no extra charge.
They do from time to time, because I've worked for them before, and one out of every like three games, they just simulcast the TV broadcast, and the radio crew has a day off.
That makes sense.
Or they won't do a TV broadcast and they'll only do radio.
Well, but I do think it depends on the sport. But if you told your TV guys, listen, you're also a radio, and they approach it that way and are more descriptive, why wouldn't you do that to cut costs? Not that I'm trying to get broadcasters out of work, but...
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, most... I mean, unless you're a major program, you don't have your own TV broadcast going as well. I mean, most TV broadcasts are done at a national level.
Well, I'm talking... Now I'm talking Major League Baseball and things like
that.
Oh,
like professional sports?
Yeah.
Boy, baseball would be tough, especially because, I mean, the difference between what it takes to call on the radio and television is pretty, it's a pretty stark difference. It's tough to do play-by-play for baseball on the radio.
I think baseball play-by-play is hard either way because there's just so many gaps. But
when it goes along with a TV broadcast, it's a lot easier.
Usually, yeah. But I think you could do it, and I think probably more teams are doing this than I think they are, because every now and then you'll hear somebody say, and if you look right here, you'll see this. It's like, I can't look right here. I'm listening on the radio. Right. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780.
Football? I don't disagree.
Well, especially at the college level.
Yeah.
I think we just got a bunch of friends unemployed, but oh well.
But like at the college level, it's not like Tech, and I was at a pretty big college football program. Texas didn't have specific guys doing television play-by-play. I mean, they
didn't have the Longhorn Network then, though, did they?
No, but even now, when the Longhorn Network does a game, they take Craig Way's audio.
That's a little different because they have TV contracts with Fox and
but most
ESPN.
most colleges don't have a Longhorn Network, and they like.
Yeah, I guess
it's the networks who have to provide the play-by-play for television.
For TV, it's almost all these conferences have TV deals with whomever.
Yeah.
So they provide the commentary. So the radio guys are like Craig Way does the radio. I don't think you'd want to get rid of him.
Right, but like for the Big Ten Network, they don't want Ohio State's play-by-play guy calling the Ohio State-Michigan game. They want a down-the-middle kind of call.
Yeah, but I think that's why it doesn't make any sense for bigger schools. But boy, if you're in Conference USA,
yeah,
I could see.
I wouldn't have a radio team. I wouldn't have a broadcast thing. I would stream like what Rice is doing.
Stream it and just stream whatever.
What does UH come on?
They are on AM 950.
Never heard of it, but that's, I mean, good for them.
It is a talk station that doubles as U of H's broadcast station.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately.
So they own their own deal.
No. It's owned by the big conglomerate that I came from.
Oh.
But it's a news talk station. It's a conservative talk station.
But when UH is on,
they play.
Then what's the difference between 740 and 950? Does iHeart own like eight conservative talk stations in town?
They own two of the three, yeah.
It's odd.
Yeah, well. It's interesting. I think a couple of times driving home, I couldn't find them on AM, but fortunately they were on Sirius. So I just
yeah.
Sirius. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.